It's your girl, Queen Sunny Honey, and welcome to another edition of Freedom Friday. That's right. That's right. Welcome, 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 everyone. This is CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. That's right, the Caribbean radio show. And we want to welcome you this morning, 1 week out before elections. And your girl, Queen Sunny Honey, is giving you a global pandemic view. So sit back and stay tuned for today's show, because next week, that's right, 7 days from this very moment, nothing's gonna change. Yes, people, the reality is it doesn't matter who gets in office. Congratulations for all of us that went out there and voted early, got in the elections. One of the things that I learned years ago when I was working as an intern for the Nature Conservancy, and this was around the Barack Obama administration. Somehow during my internship, I discovered that, hey, number one, they wanted to hire me all the way up to the November elections that year, because the data had come in for the state of Alabama that Obama had won. And for the first time in my life, I overstood something I thought I understood, which was 6 months before the November elections, the winner, the people, the powers that be, the elite, the 1%, the person at the top of the media already knows who won the election. It's only till November, almost like a marketing strategy that others would get in. Speaking of marketing, don't forget to go over to my website, that's SunitaShannon.com, and check out some of those books. One of the things that I've noticed about the behaviors within the Black community through trauma, the people of the diaspora seem to thrive. Epic numbers of African Americans have gotten their LLC during this global pandemic. A few months ago, I think it was around March, I looked at social media and a woman had just lost her job, had gotten the stimulus check, taken it, and became a boss. Within 30 days, this woman was recording to say, I earn just as much as I did in 1 year. These thoughts stimulated me to see that in spite of things, for a global pandemic, for economic crisis, for police brutality and deaths that constantly happen anyway, but we were just at home to really not be distracted with everything, but allow the issues of the world to set in and to affect us. In spite of all those things, people begin to plant seeds. Coming as a descendant of sharecroppers, you see, you can't eat from a crop if you don't plant within its season. To everything there is a season. And I implore you all today, not just because you can go to SunitaShannon.com and do your LLC filing fee through me, but also I ask that you just take on a commitment for self-investment for your children and join the LLC club. What are some of the perks? If you are on the Jamaican Islands, shout outs to CRS Caribbean Radio Show, and you have any loved one who's in America, you know that your dietary habits on the island and your beautiful melanated popping skin is truly the remedy that the world needs right now. This would be an ideal time to connect with people in America that you know, encourage them to get their LLC boss up so that you can export those goods and get those assets up. Amazing opportunities have come to me in the form of philanthropy. Next week, 7 days from now, I will be announcing the winner of the LLC grant. Don't worry if we did not get to your application. I am truly inspired and encouraged through those who have come to sow seeds of getting their LLC that every month I'm going to take on the challenge of finding a person every single month that we can give an LLC grant to. Just think about it. For less than the cost of a pair of Michael Jordan shoes or them Yeezys that my children love so much, you can start a business. For your next family function, whether it is going to someone's baby shower, graduation, birthday party, family gathering, I challenge you to give the gift of the LLC, the S Corporation. There's so many incentives to just bossing up and accepting that you can do more and leave a legacy, not just about working for someone, but leave assets and leave wealth. Let's go back in history. There once was a plantation. There was a husband and a wife and three children that lived inside and two overseers. So we're looking at seven people. And outside in the slave quarters, there was 100 people without shackles in mental and physical bondage to real estate property and agriculture. Fast forward to 2020, many people go to a 9-to-5, but it's always good to go to sleep at night knowing that you have assets, a business, that you're not dependent upon one single income. It would be the biggest blessing ever for your children to be asked one day, "Hey, what your daddy do? Where your daddy work at? The factory?" And for your child to actually reply, "Work for someone. My father has his own business. My mother has her own business. I have my own business." Go back into the archives of the Queen Sunny Honey Show and you will see parents who are raising moguls who have given the gift of the LLC, the S Corporation, to their children. You will hear journeys of young people, whether they're children or college students, who are on a path that have excellent personal credit as well as business credit. Envision your child turning 18 years old with both the platforms of an American Express personal card as well as a business card. It can be done. And the reality is, our children and their wealth, their financial literacy, because it will not be included in public nor private education, is the responsibility for you, auntie, uncle, parent, person in the community. If you are an expat like myself, someone who's gotten a passport and begin to live abroad, this is just for you. You may be that Santa Claus in that child's life, that person back home. Make sure that you also get your LLC and have an exit strategy, because while we're all here, all over the globe, we all have a purpose and we are all connected to our home, whether it's where you are or you're sending money to another place, it's still home. It is a beautiful responsibility to just accept the assets and being the beneficiary of amazing parents, grandparents, and the greatest grandparents, that we're standing on the shoulders of so many amazing ones in heavens, looking out and hoping that you can get outside of the slave mentality, the Willie Lynch syndrome, and exit. Have an exit strategy to leave the plantation. Know that you are 100 strong and there are 5, which is equivalent to the 20-21% when people get all upset and saying, if this person wins, it's going to be like this. If this person, that is the same mentality of those who said 100 in a field where there were only seven and you called them the shot callers, the decision makers. Well, hey, honey, I am not the house Negro, nor am I the field Negro, but I am the legacy of Harriet Tubman, the sister that ran, who turned and looked back, the one who got free, the one who stands right here saying, get your LLC, get your assets, get your property and turn it into an Airbnb exclusive. Allow your cell phone to chime for notifications. It's not about gossip or media things that you are not fact checking, but allow your cell phone, yes, that device that you're holding right now, listening to the Queen Sunny Honey Show on Freedom Friday with, that is the very same device that all of the elite 1% run their corporations. And guess what? Become self-invested and you too can have your cell phone go off with sales. There are limitless blessings and limitless opportunities for us as a people. 7 days out from this election, I am request one thing. Vote for yourself. Be self-invested. Be committed to voting for your household and vote for your community. One of the things as being a small business owner, I had to acknowledge that I'm on the same level as Donald Trump, actually, because with the Trump Enterprises, he's considered a small business owner. That's right. And yes, it is a global enterprise that he has. So, rather than be a hater, I want to take you back in time to just know that studying the behaviors of successful people has been a recipe for success for me personally. When I was a little girl, my mother was asking, well, here's that popular question, what do you want to study in college? And I wanted to study colonization, the colonizers. And my mom would laugh at me and say, gal, you crazy. But the reality was, if any individual can come into a land and extract all of the minerals above and beneath the earth, including raping the individual communities of people and separating them from religion, education, culture, medicine, stripping all the way down to their name. I wanted to study that success rate, that I would be born in a time that it is all forgiven. Tabula rasa. Clean slate, Kali Wali, no problem. That right there, even as a young person wanting to enter college, looking for the actual area of studies, it was important for me to study that. That was the totality of economics, of history, of language, of religion, all in one. I wasn't a person who wanted to just study the one. Of course, I ended up not finding that anyone offered a degree in colonization, so I took up the English and got that, as well as behavior modification in Fairbanks, Alaska. Shout out to the Nanooks. So when we look at the decisions that we choose to stay 100 in the fields, or we make a choice, and you might say, well, Queen Sunny Honey, I am afraid, darling. When I left the States 5 years ago, people were like, you're moving to the Middle Eastern part of the world, be careful. Oh my, how the tables have turned, darling. I'm saying these same sentiments to those people back home. So when we look at facing our fear, the fear of the unknown, while I was yet an individual without a passport, still in America, what I knew, it wasn't very good for me. The unknown was worth the risk of what I was enduring with my housing, with my taxes, state and federal, with my condition and being able to maintain economically as a teacher. All of these things were factored against me. And then when I accepted, well, the fear can't get any worse than this, and took the risk and made the sacrifice and moved. And I tell you, for whatever the media could have portrayed the Middle East after the war, that is not my experience. To live in a place where I am honored as, it's just the opposite. It's like in America, you gotta have blonde hair, blue eyes, be a skinny white woman, supermodel. Over here, a man sees me, voluptuous black woman. I look like the Aboriginal Kuwaiti, the Aboriginal Emirati, the Aboriginal African person, the Aboriginal, the person who is from the Middle East, who is from Africa, who is the person on the money. I look like royalty to them. They are not disgusted with my body mass. It is a thing of beauty. The Arab children look at me as if I could be someone in their family, because truly when you shake those trees, you get people who are darker than me with super Afrocentric features that are melanin popping beauty. I tell you that my situation is just almost like Pastor Choi's rap song back in the day, vice versa, because the opposite happened when it came down to taxes. Suddenly I was living in a land that was tax-free. Yes. Suddenly all of the things that I had that was weighing me down, or the things that were not beautiful, the facial hair that came out in women just because of either genetics, PCOS, or maybe the food, who knew? Suddenly I was in a land where women who were royal had a little bit of hair right there. And it was just so amazing. So as we go forward for this next 7 days, I want to encourage you to embrace that fear and see how much more magnificent life is on the other side. Story time. When we're dealing with opposites, I was in this country called Qatar with a woman of Jamaican descent. She's Jamaican Canadian with Native American mother and a Jamaican father. Regal, exotic looking woman. Very petite. I myself, voluptuous Queen Sunny Honey, entered this space that entire weekend. People treated her like she was something was wrong. And the community treated me like I was the original Wasta, the most powerful, like Oprah, just amazing. A man walks up to me and he asks me, "What is wrong with your friend?" And I was like, "Excuse me, you know, I'm checking her out, making sure there's no booger on her nose, and are we okay?" And he was like, You are a big fine woman. Oh, you look like fufu igusi soup. Huh? You don't feed your friend?" It was such a Cinderella moment for the big black woman in me to feel so victorious in knowing that her phenotype was just bottom shelf considering me for the day. And that wasn't the only instance. I remember going somewhere else and it was an entrance fee for like $150 to walk inside, not even including what a $20 orange juice. And it was private because it was for more powerful people who own at least 5 houses in 5 different countries. But I was granted entrance, you know. You can come for free, she must pay. It was a weekend of amazing, vice versa, just embrace the fear. I walked into a museum and the woman at the receptionist desk looked at my travel companion and acknowledged that she needed, you know, she had a little facial hair, a little mustache. You know, make you feel like you need the tweezer that morning that you just didn't do. And I looked knowing that I had the same condition, just 10 times worse. But I kind of chuckled because of her phenotype and this, the embarrassment knowing that in other cultures, people are so overt about things. But she was experiencing it for the first time. And shortly thereafter, we went upstairs and discovered there was a room dedicated. And it wasn't something that someone was being petty or trying to hurt her feelings about acknowledging the face on her, the hair on her face. But the reality was, in that particular culture in Qatar, the women who had a little facial hair were representation of the royal family, the big money makers. So to just look at the reverse of how things could be, embracing the unknown, knowing that 7 days from now, it is not as important for any of us to be reactionary as it is important for us to be proactive. Mind your business. Get a business. Start a business. My mother had something up in the kitchen that said, "May you be in heaven a half hour before the devil knows you're dead." Well, by the time 2021 gets here, may you have gifted yourself something that last year, Timberlands or whatever, the Red Bottoms or whatever those things were that were important last year, may this year be filled with limitless blessings that you will grant yourself the opportunity to have an LLC. May you be sitting on your job because you're winning yourself off of it. And if you're asking, well, Queen Sunny, honey, you're out there teaching in the classroom. I'm on a mission. And may you be as abundantly blessed to all my listeners out there, those 2.4 million people. May you be so blessed that you too can wake up one day and say, I really don't have to do this. I do this because I want to do this. And actually, I love what I do. So it feels like I'm not doing this at all. I have multiple sources of income. I have assets. I have a place to lay my head in more than one country. I have a place that I can get my fish and know my source. I have crops and farms where I know the heirloom seeds of which I eat. My food is halal and prepared. And even when I hear the word halal, I'm like, you know what? These animals just go and lay their lives down. May you position yourself that you are living your very best life, that you are no longer having the worries that you did or your parents did about living in the unknown and the fear of check to check, robbing pizza to pay Paul, not knowing where your next meal will come from, relying on a government and not having another plan, being reactive instead of proactive. People, it is time. Yes, right now is altar call. If you or someone you know does not have the resources to get this LLC started, but you know this person just needs the help, I want you to email me. That's right. QueenSunnyHoney@gmail.com. Simply write where you're located as a U.S. resident, what your mission and brand story is. And I hope that for these next upcoming months, for as long as there is breath in my body, for as long as I am blessed to be in a position to do so, that every month I'm committed to helping you. That's right. One person, not just get their LLC filing fee, but to have the discussion and to lift you up and to remind you and to coach you and to connect you, to network with you, to honor the skill set that you are providing for us as a people on the planet who truly need you right now. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a business and you would like to have your business promoted on the Queen Sunny Honey Show on Freedom Fridays, reach out. Don't forget to like and share this store. Share your story with all of the 2.4 million people who are listening out there. Let everyone know what you're selling. Tell us where you're from. I need you to share your story as an inspiration for someone who wants to begin to be a business owner. I need you to share your brand because someone out there might have a little eczema. You got the coconut oil. You got the organic stuff. You don't have the things that we're getting in the stores and we don't know the source. Someone needs to hear from you. You are that minority female melanated ran business. Honey, you have people demanding, asking, requesting to buy from our own. It would be an honor to have you come out and share your brand story with the Caribbean Radio Show. And if you already do have a business, you don't want to be on the show, but you want to reach out and help someone to start an LLC, hit me up on the Patreon account. That's right. Queen Sunny Honey, and as low as $3 a month, you get exclusives into Freedom Fridays and other video exclusives from people who've been on the show before. Maybe insight on the upcoming book that I'm doing about Black women on currency. Beautiful Black woman. Oh my goodness. For everyone who knows, that's my hobby of collecting currency and working on a book right now. You join that Patreon, you get to decide not just who the next recipient of the LLC grant is, but you also get the exclusive behind the scene footage. See what the illustrators are doing right now as I'm writing the book. Catch some of the chapters before everyone else gets to see them. That book will be coming out in April 2021. So join the Patreon account and be active in the community. Give back. Be active. Be proactive instead of reactive. As we come to the close, to the end of the show today, we want to give a shout out to everybody out there who has just gotten over Auntie Hurricane Zeta. We hope that everyone is safe and sound. We certainly hope that your assets are secured and you had your insurance. Message for everyone who is living abroad as we're going through this global pandemic. It ain't over until it's truly over with the numbers. Please be safe. Play it safe, as we want to give that human love and connection. Let's just do it virtually. Hey, make sure you send some love to everyone out there in the safest way that you can. Reach out and connect to grandma and all of the people who are here as family as we're continuing to go through this. Understand that whatever you're dealing with, no matter where I am in the planet, I feel you, honey. I'm with you, baby. The issues that are occurring in our community, whether it's dealing with us as a race, us as women, Black women, or us as people affected by politicians, or simply people affected by COVID. Here in my queendom, I see you, my people, and I'm sending out limitless blessings to you and yours. This is your girl, Queen Sunny Honey. And until Election Day, do bye-bye, boo.